This is shaping up to be the most important OPEC meeting in years on at least two fronts. Given the global economic backdrop right now, all of the concern around trade, what happens to oil prices is key. But then there's also this issue of solidarity within OPEC. Bloomberg's Javier Blas joins me from London. Javier, thank you very much for coming on the show.
My pleasure.
This meeting obviously coming right on the heels of the G7 meeting where U.S. President Trump made huge news refusing to sign the communique. You think something similar could happen at OPEC?
Well, we have not seen that in a very long time, but Iraq, Iran, and Venezuela are really opposed to increased production. And there is precedent for a situation similar to what we saw at the G7 recently. It happened in 2000. Iran and Saudi Arabia were also in big disagreement. And the Iranian delegation, after a very long meeting that extended into the early hours of the day, it just walk out and refuse to sign the communique. Can it happen again? Yes, I think it can happen. And probably this is the most likely scenario that is going to happen next week in Vienna.
Well, and again, like the G7, the world really waits on tenterhooks to sort of get the first glimpse of that statement out of OPEC. If the members can't agree on one, what will happen?
Well, probably a couple of things will happen. First, we will not have a statement from OPEC, but it's likely that we will have a statement for a number of countries, a coalition of willing, if you may. So we may have Saudi Arabia and other countries issuing their own communique announcing what is their intention in production policy. So at the end of the day, it may not matter that much whether it's a final communique from the whole group, because we will have, as it happened on the G7, at the end we have a G6 communique. So we can have a situation similar in OPEC, where we have maybe an OPEC 10 countries joining in a communique.
Well, and of course, the purpose of the meeting is about hiking production, all the U.S. pressure, especially on the cartel to do that, to lower the price of oil. From an economic perspective, Javier, what's at stake?
Well, everything is at stake. Oil is the most important commodity for the global economy. We are going into the summer season for the Northern Hemisphere. So think about driving for holiday. That's going to depend what the price of fuel, gasoline and diesel is going to depend on this meeting. Jet fuel for airplanes is exactly the same thing. And everything else where oil is used in the global economy. We are hitting that kind of level of $80 a barrel where it starts to be a bit painful for the global economy. We have seen China, India, and the United States all complaining. That's three of the largest oil consumers, and they have all been complaining that the price of oil is a bit too high.
Javier, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
That's what we're watching in commodities for the week ahead. In Toronto, I'm Danielle Bokov.